Trust isn't just earned, it's demanded. Whether you're a startup founder navigating your first audit or a seasoned security professional scaling your GRC program, proving your commitment to security has never been more critical or more complex. That's where Vanta comes in. Businesses use Vanta to establish trust by automating compliance needs across over 35 frameworks like SOC 2 and ISO 27001, centralized security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk. Vanta not only saves you time, it can also save you money. A new IDC white paper found that Vanta customers achieve $535,000 per year in benefits, and the platform pays for itself in just 3 months. Join over 9,000 global companies like Atlassian, Quora, and Factory who use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/TED Audio. That's vanta.com/TED Audio for $1,000 off.
Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message is brought to you by E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. With E-Trade, you can dive into the market with easy-to-use tools, $0 commissions, and a wide range of investments. And now there's even more to love. Get access to industry-leading research and insights from Morgan Stanley to help guide your decisions. Open an account and get up to $1,000 or more with a qualifying deposit. Get started today at etrade.com. Terms and other fees apply. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily, where we bring you new ideas and conversations to spark your curiosity every day. I'm your host, Elise Hugh. Today, a history of toxic masculinity. Regardless of our gender identity, community engagement manager Devontae Green says we are all harmed by what he calls the invisible yet potent misconception of masculinity. Devontae shares a powerful tool that can be used to help men, and anyone really, develop emotional management skills and break down dangerous stereotypes around what it means to be a man. That's coming up.
So a few years ago, I was facilitating a workshop inside of a level 3 men's prison right here in California. Oftentimes, we had about 70 participants, men serving sentences anywhere between 3 to 38 years. As we begin our workshop, like any good workshop, start with an activity. The activity that we started with is known as Cross the Line. You might be familiar with it. But the way it works is I ask a question, and if it resonates, then a participant steps forward and crosses the line. The question that I asked was to step forward and cross the line if you are currently serving a sentence from a crime that you committed that took you 60 seconds or less. An overwhelming amount of participants took a step forward, and not just one of the trainings, but in every one of them. Wow. I was astonished. In less than 60 seconds, these men had lost so many years of their lives. And they've also created victims, and they've impacted their own families and communities, all because they couldn't pause and were most likely acting in alignment with what they think it is to be a real man. See, I grew up right here in Inglewood. And Inglewood, like many cities across the country, has been impacted by that invisible yet potent misconception of masculinity and what it means to be a real man. Culturally, we perpetuate this through music, entertainment, all influencing how men and boys view masculinity and what it means to be a real man. Now, sadly, I've lost too many of my own loved ones due to this misconception. Folks fueled by anger, jealousy, and a lack of self-accountability. It was the murder of my 2 best friends and my cousin. Robert Gary Jackson Jr., Trayvon Williams, Tyrone Tucker Jr., that really propelled me to become a healthy manhood and masculinity advocate and to go on to found the Giants Den Leadership Network for aspired Black men and boys, where we foster emotionally intelligent leaders who are also actively engaged in their communities. But this ain't how I started. Before I was known for this work, before I found my passion for supporting Black men and boys, I was known and celebrated for my aggression on the football field and also known for these hands. I was the guy who wanted to fight once folks start making one too many jokes. In fact, I often wanted to fight whenever I felt disrespected, which is okay in my community. Because in my community, it was okay and it was celebrated for young men to have short fuses and to be emotionally immature. I was taught that disrespect needed to be responded to with violence. That's how real men dealt with it. And to walk away or try to talk through a situation made you scared or weak and could lead to a shameful reputation. So I followed suit. When I was 20 years old, I took a 2-hour drive in the middle of the night to get into a fight because I had felt disrespected. But in my reflection, I recognized that it wasn't disrespect that I was feeling, it was insecurity. Because 2 hours is a long time to stay mad. You know what I mean? Like, you have to really be working at this mad stuff. So how does one sustain anger for a 2-hour ride? I'm telling myself one-sided stories that justify what I'm about to do. Adding fuel to my fire, letting my anger boil because the narrative that I'm sharing is allowing me to feel like I'm justified. So I take this 2-hour drive in the middle of the night. I get into the fight, and I was doing what I thought it meant to be a real man. But the consequences of that night actually led me to a felony assault charge, a felony. And that wasn't the worst part. I wasn't able to see my daughter for the next 3.5 years. Not because I was tough. I got a felony because I had my feelings hurt. And I didn't have the emotional management skills to respond differently at the time. See, our community doesn't teach men and boys conflict resolution skills. In fact, when I came up, I learned conflict escalation skills, how to pop off, right? And I understand all the things that happened in our past and in the community and the world that has led to these conditions and those valuable lessons that weren't taught to many of us. But after bumping my head, after doing my work, I've realized the importance of men having actual emotional management skills. Having emotional management skills, not only to be a nice person, but to avoid life-altering situations, like going down that treacherous path of mass incarceration, substance abuse, domestic violence, estranged family relationships, and statistically speaking, dying early. But I wanna give some tools that could have been a game changer for me in my situation. And if you're someone who is still currently being impacted and influenced by that invisible yet potent misconception of manhood and masculinity, hopefully it can help you to avoid some of these life-altering situations as well. The first thing I recognize is, I ask guys, how they doing? They say, I'm cool, straight, you know, another day. Not often having the language to pinpoint an actual emotion. The feelings wheel actually gives us some language to identify and pinpoint where we might be in our emotions. I'll ask you how you're doing. Somebody might say, oh, this is what happened to me today. That is a story and that is not a feeling, right? So I wanted to really provide a tool to we can say, I'm feeling depressed. I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling happy. I'm ecstatic. I'm overwhelmed. There's a tool that was created by BEAM, which is the Black Emotional and Mental Health Collective, that really helps with de-escalation. And this tool is a strategy called PAUSE. Now, PAUSE is an acronym, and I'll break down each letter for you, and hopefully it sticks and is something that you can share with your communities as well. The first letter is P. Pay attention. Think about a time that you were angry. Might have been recently, might have been a while ago, but what were the type of thoughts that consumed your mind? Were they positive or were they negative? Most likely they were negative, which kind of sustained your anger. How was your body feeling? Were you tensing your shoulders? Were you forgetting to take that deep breath? Was your heart rate sped up? These are all signs that our bodies are sharing with us to let us know that we are in an escalated state. What story, what narrative are we sharing with ourselves? Because what we're thinking impacts how we're feeling, and how we feel impacts how we behave. But if we don't have the language to identify how we're feeling, it can be hard to avoid that behavior that can really shift our lives. So pay attention. The next one is to assess. Assess what's actually activating you. What is this? Was it a tone of voice? Do you feel like you weren't being heard? What is it that was said, done? What is it about the environment that is activating you? You might call it a trigger. Do you know what your triggers are? Do you know the environments, the people, the things that activate you? That's a great place to start. Because if we know what activates us, maybe we can avoid those life-altering situations. The next letter is U. Understand. Understand the roots of our feelings. In my life, I recognized that there's a voice in my head often judging me, telling me what to do, leading me. And somewhere along my journey, I recognized that that's not actually my voice. So whose voice is it that's guiding you in your decisions? Is that a parent? Is that a teacher? Is it an older sibling? Is it a bully from third grade? What is the root of this feeling? Where is it coming from? What values of yours might feel like they're being compromised in this moment? Because if we can identify the root, we can get to the actual cause of this, and we're not so susceptible to popping off. All right. Next letter is S. Set boundaries, separate yourself, ensure safety. I know sometime I don't want to walk away. We're going to handle this right now. I've never known that to be the best idea, to be calm, to be cool, to walk away into a safe environment so that you're ensuring safety for everyone. That's what a real man does. It's not only about me sharing with you how I'm feeling and what I'm doing and trying to convey my perspective, but it's also about ensuring safety for everyone who's in this space. And that might mean stepping away and coming back when cooler heads prevail. The last one is E, to empathize. How are other people experiencing me? What point were they trying to get across? How am I contributing to escalating this entire situation? Because the truth of the matter is, when there's disagreements, there's misunderstanding. And if we can just pause and try to consider what the other people are trying to convey to us, it can avoid a lot of those life-altering situations. Being a real man isn't about dominating others. Being a real man isn't about proving to other folks that we are what we naturally are. But a real man takes time to think about the impacts of their decisions, to think about the folks who are being impacted by their words, their thoughts, their behaviors. A real man takes a pause. Thank you.
That was Devontae Green at TEDx Inglewood in Inglewood, California in 2023.
If you're curious about TED's curation, find out more at TED.com/curation guidelines. And that's it for today's show. TED Talks Daily is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced and edited by our team, Martha Estefanos, Oliver Friedman, Brian Green, Lucy Little, Alejandra Salazar, and Tonsika Sarmarnivon. It was mixed by Christopher Fazy Bogan. Additional support from Emma Taubner and Daniela Ballarezo. I'm Elise Hugh. I'll be back tomorrow with a fresh idea for your feed. Thanks for listening.
Support for this podcast and the following message is brought to you by E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. With E-Trade, you can dive into the market with easy-to-use tools, $0 commissions, and a wide range of investments. And now there's even more to love. Get access to industry-leading research and insights from Morgan Stanley to help guide your decisions. Open an account and get up to $1,000 or more with a qualifying deposit. Get started today at etrade.com. Terms and other fees apply. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley. Here's a wake-up call. Right now, your liver is filtering everything from fast food to fancy drinks. But there's a game changer that 3.5 million people are talking about. It's called LiverMD. 80% of LiverMD users saw significant improvements in their liver test results, plus better energy, digestion, and less bloating. Backed by clinical research and trusted by health professionals, physician-formulated LiverMD takes liver care to the next level with 7 clinically studied ingredients at their clinically effective dosages for real, powerful results. From happy hours to heavy meals and everyday environmental toxins, your liver's keeping score. Time to flip the script with LiverMD. Feel the difference in 90 days or it's free. Visit onemd.org and use code TEDTALKS to save 15% on your first order.
If you're anything like us, you love attention. And my favorite way to get all eyes on me is with Next Level shiny, glossy hair.
Which is why we're so excited to tell y'all about the new Lamellar Gloss Collection from the girlies at Tresemme.
And gigglers, we've got you too, because Tresemme partnered with us to bring you 1-800-GLOSS, a special bonus episode of Giggly Squad, where Hannah and I give advice on all things hair and giving gloss. Check out the episode and grab the Lamellar Gloss Collection today, because I'm officially declaring this spring gloss season.